Hey Bruno, Dave here. Thought I'd record a short audio for you just answering your question. So I think the first question was, who did I get influenced by more when I first got started out, Kinevoy or Yannick Silva? And I'd say definitely Kinevoy. That was pretty much where I first started. The next question you had is, a couple of things that you find challenging is zooming in and out of the most profitable niche markets and how to establish yourself as an expert. Now it's hard to position yourself as an expert in multiple niches. I mean, I've been at this game for well over 10 years, and I think I've probably only positioned myself as an expert in two niches, in the stock market and also in the SEO / internet marketing space. So I would find the niche that you're interested in, that you know is money's in that market, and then I would just really focus in on one. Don't worry about trying to pop in and out of markets. You also mentioned that what have we got here? I know that one of the strategies you wanted to do would be to record a couple of CDs interviewing gurus. That's a great strategy. I mean, when we first started out heading into internet marketing, underneath podcastinterviews.com, I interviewed a whole bunch of people and connected with them, and that was a great way for positioning. And even to this day, I run interviews. I just had one this morning with Jeff Johnson and some of the other really big names in the industry, and that just helps to position me as the expert. You mentioned if I could give you an opinion on building a list of subscribers by offering free products versus selling your information product directly from sales copy. So sometimes people might not be ready to make a purchase from you. So right off the get-go, it's good to get them into a funnel and then continue to communicate with them. Using free products is great, but you also got to be careful you don't just attract the freebie seekers. So it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, I suppose. You want a little bit of both. You want to develop a funnel that has some free offerings in it, but you also want to be selling things straight off sales copy as well. So part of the complete picture. These two are confusing for you, you were saying? Okay, and then how do I approach well-known entrepreneurs for interview? Is there any chance I could introduce you to Yannick Silva? So how do you approach well-known entrepreneurs? Well, you just got to get in on their radar. You've got to start buying their products and services and start engaging with them and do what you can do to help them. As for an introduction to Yannick Silva, well, I don't really know you at all just yet, so obviously I'm not going to wreck any relationship there. Who knows? I mean, if I think you're a good fit after we work together or, you know, keep in touch or whatever, then perhaps something to think about. But, I mean, really, you want to be thinking about before asking, you need to ask how you can help them rather than asking how can they help you. That's really key. I mean, if you want more tips, best place to get started, I've got loads of great free content you can get over at thecrusherworkshop.com. So that's crusherworkshop.com. That's probably one of the best places you can get some great free information on how to build a solid online presence. Hope that helps, and we'll talk soon.